ageless and ever.
Thursday, this Thursday, July 14th. Ladies and gentlemen, can you believe that I'm already talking about the middle of July? The year's almost over. But anyway, this Thursday, 1 o'clock, Annette Newcomb will be joined by her husband, Adam Newcomb. And we're going to be talking about some of the tremendous life experiences that they have had. Loss of loved ones. Their marriage having ended in divorce. And moved on to their remarriage to each other. Sickness. Grave illness. And yet, a determination to hang on to hope. Annette Newcomb has written a book, Hanging On to Hope, and it is filled with inspiration. She and her husband, Adam, will be speaking with me this Thursday at 1 o'clock. I definitely want you to join in, if at all possible. Great, great inspiration. Friday, after I speak with Neil Gabler about Barbara Streisand, we're going to take a look at the connection between retirement and romance. How many of you are near retirement? How many of you have been in retirement for a few years and you're still trying to figure it out? You know, one of the ways to fill up that time is by romancing your special someone. We're going to talk about retirement and romance on Power Friday, this Friday, July 15th. All right, there's more. www.speakingwith.com is the place to go in order to take a look-see at what we have when it comes to guests and topics. Speakingwith.com. Click on this week's guests and topics. All right. We know that it is summertime. Summertime is showing up in full force now. A lot of us are going to be spending more time outdoors, and we need to make sure that we are protecting ourselves, including our eyes. Let me share some ways that you can go about protecting your eyes, courtesy of WebMD.
Sun protection isn't just for skin. Your eyes should be shielded from harmful UV rays too. Too much sun can damage your eyes and the skin around them and lead to wrinkles around the eyes, vision loss, cataracts, and eye and eyelid cancer. So what can you do? It's actually pretty simple. Wear sunglasses that have dark lenses, completely cover your eyes and eyelids, and block 99% of UVA and UVB rays. Other ways you can outsmart the sun? Consider contact lenses with UV protection, wear a wide-brimmed hat or tinted visor, use sunscreen, and seek shade, especially between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. when the sun is the strongest. For WebMD, I'm Dr. Michael Smith.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, going to be taking care of our eyes. We need to do that. We want to see as clearly as we can for as long as we can. So I want to encourage you, go ahead and take care of those eyes. Wear those sunglasses. Remember, dark with UVA and UVB protection, covering the entire eyes. I want to encourage you, when it comes to this issue of covering the entire eyes, when you look for your sunglasses, look for something that's going to take care of the corners of your eyes as well as the front. Something that's going to, that part where we would have our peripheral vision and we're able to see a little bit of what's happening on the sides of us. Something that will cover that area too, whether it's the frame of the glasses or whether it's actual lens that's covering that part. There are glasses that are made like that, sunglasses, made that way. So get that going. And notice he said wide-brimmed hats. Wide-brimmed. They do a little bit better job than baseball caps of protecting the eyes because, again, they give you literally wider coverage. All right. Definitely want you to be joining us. We're going to be continuing to build us as individuals, as family, and as community. Looking at our community on the local, state, national, and international levels. Are you still praying for the people who are dealing with drama, drama, drama? Remember, when we see the children in Syria, the children in Iraq, the children in the housing projects of America, constantly dealing with gunfire, we're also talking about ongoing stress. Let's care about them. Let's pray for them. Let's truly care, truly care. Do what we can to help make life better, even though we may have already concluded we will never find ourselves in that situation. Why wait until we're in the situation before we start caring about people who are already in the situation? That's not true love. Let's love them enough to care and pray, even if we never find ourselves in that situation. Pray for those who are in it. What another way, great way, to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.